drop.
A little drop?
Where's our secret?
Was there a little drop of juice left in the bottle?
Mmm.
Right, let's...
We'll see it all up.
You're drinking it all up?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Lots of hungry. And then a lot tasty, yeah.
Was it tasty?
But salt.
Oh. It tastes good.
Yes.
Let's have a look. It's not actually juice, is it? It's spring water, but it's got, what does it say? Apple juice and raspberry. Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we've been drinking that, haven't we, at tea time?
Is a drop in the bottle?
Is there a little drop left in the bottle?
Yeah, a minute. It is all the cup first.
Let's just tip it up then.
Two.
Is that two it?
Two drops
left in the bottle.
Two ones. Another one.
We've just come back from Stockport, haven't we? Usually on a Tuesday we've been to toddler group, but it's half term today.
Big bottle.
Yes, what colour's the bottle, Thomas? Keep it, that's it, it's a little drop more. What colour's the bottle, blue?
Yeah.
No, that's it now, it's empty.
Not empty, no.
It is empty, yes.
No, more.
Yes, what's on it? Look, it's raspberries and apple. You see the picture on the bottle?
Let's watch out. Apple, grapes, raspberries and leaves.
And you can see the leaves as well.
Yes,
it's quite a nice day today, isn't it? Just been walking through Stockport in the sunshine, haven't we?
There's a rock now. Yeah.
We'll put the lid back on and then we'll get rid of the bottle. There's no point keeping it if it's empty. Let's just wash your hands before you start. What's the daisy?
Mummy pick it up? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put it in the bin, Thomas, because...
Nope.
Well, we don't want to play with an old bottle, do we?
Yes!
You do? Why?
Yes, please.
Yes, please?
Yes.
Well, as soon as you ask nicely. Would you like a cheese sandwich, Thomas?
No, thanks.
No, thank you. Or what would you like to eat? What would you like to eat? You don't know?
No.
No. Anything you
kick have? Kick the football.
Kick the football?
Yes.
Kick the bottle. You can't kick it because you're sitting at the table.
Look at it. It's the tipper truck.
The tipper truck?
Droplets, flash! I don't reach it.
What can't you reach?
I reach the edit now. No, the edit.
Mummy's going to move this to the table. Which crisps would you like?
Salt
and vinegar, cheese and onion, or plain?
Onion.
Cheese and onion. Blue ones.
Onion.
Anyway, let's move that now. We'll have our lunch.
Eat it.
The crisps will probably make just as much noise as the truck.
pretty thin. Not a crunch.
Make a cheese sandwich, Thomas.
Cheese sandwich, please.
Nice cheese sandwich.
Cheese
sandwich. Yes, we'll use two sorts of cheese. I'll put some butter on the bread. You see, spreading the bread with margarine.
My sandwich is toast.
Yeah, well, I'm making sandwiches. And what have we done in Stockport today? We bought two outfits for you and birthday cards for Grandma, because it's Grandma's birthday on Thursday, so we need to get cards in the post today, don't we?
Yeah. Grandad's.
It was Grandad's the other week, wasn't it, when Grandad was 80?
84.
84? Was he not 80? He was 4?
Yeah, Daddy.
No, he was 80. No, Grandma's 77 on Thursday. That's a long time, isn't it?
77. Hold it.
Here we are, that's spreading cheese.
Hold it.
You can hold it, yeah.
Lid on.
Right, you want to put the lid on, do you? Here we are, you put the lid on the tub for me, please. No, don't touch it. Just put the lid on. Like that.
No.
And there's some grated cheese here.
Cheese onion.
Yes, we've got cheese and onion crisps, and we've got spreading cheese on the bottom of the sandwich, and look.
Sandwich.
There we are. We'll put grated cheese on top. That's nice, isn't it? Two sorts of cheese and one sandwich. Right, so I'll find the sharp knife.
Sharp.
So when we've had lunch, we'll have a look at your new clothes. See what we've bought. Because in the summer, when you were wearing short trousers, we didn't realise how much you'd grown, did we? Now we've come to put you in long legs. Well, your trousers are halfway. Legs. No, don't touch it, Thomas. No. Well, you put the lid on, but then it's going back in the fridge.
No.
Yes.
Big muggy in there.
Big what down there?
Not the
inside. Yeah, but don't touch it. Don't touch the food.
Touch the food.
No, we just washed your hands, but you still don't touch it, Thomas.
Big margarine in there.
Big margarine in there?
Watch out.
Now put the lids on both now, and then they're going in the fridge.
Toasted sandwiches.
Toasted sandwiches?
Toast sandwiches.
No, we're not toasting sandwiches now, we've just made these, haven't we? There we are, I've cut them up into small pieces for you.
My legs.
That's right, the lid on the margarine, and then that can go away as well. There you are. Oops, steady.
Oh, wow.
Do they look nice?
Yes, bite. Button. That one's come off.
That one's come off?
Yeah.
The top of the sandwich, the piece of bread's come away, has it? Mummy's going to have this, which we tried the other day and you didn't like it. Mango and peach cottage cheese. Would you like to try some?
No. nice, dirty.
Not nice, dirty. No, it's very nice, Tom. Well, I've got a cup of coffee, but I'm not sure where your juice has gone now. What have you done with it? Would you like some juice, or are you all right at the moment?
No.
You're all right. You're a good boy when we were out. No, they're going in the fridge, Tom.
No.
But it's cheese that needs to be in the fridge, doesn't it?
No!
Yes, we've got to keep it in the fridge.
No!
Otherwise, the next time when you want a sandwich, there won't be any cheese because it'll have all gone funny. We'll have had to have thrown it away. Would you like some coleslaw with your sandwiches?
It's coleslaw. Not apple, they know.
You don't want apple? Anyway, let's put some coleslaw in this bowl. And you can eat that with your cheese sandwiches, can't you?
Yeah.
There you are. It's a nice lunch. Cheese sandwiches, coleslaw and crisps. An apple for dessert. That's nice, isn't it?
No Felix, no pussycats.
Well, Purdy's outside. She's sitting underneath the patio table. Can you see her?
Yes. Felix, she's lunch.
You're eating lunch, you're eating coleslaw.
Oh, this?
Make sure you eat some sandwiches as well. Crisps have just tipped out, haven't they? I don't think you can talk because you've got your mouth full, haven't you?
Yeah.
You'd like some juice?
Yes.
Crisps. They're tasty.
Not tasty. Two are nice.
Those two that you have in your hands, they're nice, are they? Sound very crunchy, Thomas. I think we'll have to go out later on.
Joe Becky.
Well, we've seen Joe and Becky this morning, haven't we? Becky's still not very well, is she?
No, poorly.
Yeah, she's quite poorly.
Sweeping up a little bit wind bad, Larry.
You're sweeping up what, darling?
The wind bad, Larry.
Yes, we saw the bin bag lorry today, didn't we? When we were coming home from Stockport, do you remember?
Yes. Eating up.
Yes, no, don't sweep up. Just keep it on your plate for now.
No.
Does that taste good?
No.
No.
Not because it's
good. Oh, big bears eat it? Does that mean you don't want to eat it?
Does she eat it?
Where do you see big bears? The lamp post come off, dig, dig, dig.
Look at it.
Look at it. You show me your coleslaw on the spoon and saying, look at it.
Yes, lamp post come off.
The lamp post come off. I don't know what you mean by the lamp post come off, but when we were coming home from Joe and Becky's house, we saw two lamp posts, didn't we? You touched both of them and said, here are lamp posts. You were showing me that there were lamp posts.
Pussycat.
Pussycat? What do you mean when you say pussycat? I can't tell what he's saying to us, I'm sorry.
A doggy woof woof.
A doggy woof woof?
Yes.
And what does the pussycat say?
Meow.
Meow? Mm.
Is Mama Granddad coming now?
Mama and Granddad coming now? No, I don't think it's Mama and Granddad, Thomas. Oh no.
That's really good.
I don't know who it is, but it's the man talking to Grand, isn't it? It's an elderly gentleman talking to one of our neighbours, Grand. Of course, I don't know who it is. Perhaps it's Grant's granddad. You think it might be?
No.
No?
Then Raylan from Paul.
Pardon?
Then away from Paul.
Gone away, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Whose grandpa's gone away?
Grandpa granddad. Bobby Nixon.
Oh. Oh, what do you say? Excuse me, please. No, don't start sweeping, Thomas. You know Mummy gets cross. What about some more crisps? Would you like one of Mummy's crisps?
No, that's the blue ones.
You want the blue ones?
No, the green ones too.
The green ones too?
Two each. What's the colour?
What colours? Well, the blue one's got cheese and onion, and then the green one's got salt and vinegar. These are Walker's crisps, so when we buy another brand, the green ones are the salt and vinegar, and the blue, the cheese and onion. Now I'm getting mixed up. These... Oh, Thomas, sort me out.
Brown ones.
Brown ones. Oh, Lord, don't give me another colour.
Brown
ones. Now these, the green ones are salt and vinegar, and the blue ones are cheese and onion, but the other firm that we buy from, the blue ones are salt and vinegar, and the green ones are cheese and onion, because you always used to say blue crisps, and you wanted salt and vinegar. Try one from each packet and tell me which one you like best.
Onions.
Onions, that's a blue packet.
A green one packet. Salt.
Salt and vinegar.
What a colour.
What a colour. Which colour do you like best?
Oh no, any more greens.
Green crisps. And the red crisps are just salted crisps, aren't they? Just plain crisps. And the brown ones usually are something like smoky bacon. You like those?
What do you eat?
Tastes nice, don't they? Are you going to eat some more sandwiches?
With the dinner.
Nanette and Jean. Have you just seen the photograph? Who's the photograph?
Jean.
No, it's Jack. Nana, Grandpa and Jack?
Yes. Grandad on.
Grandad's not on that photograph, it's just Grandma and Auntie Jack.
Or Jack Jean.
Grandma's called Jean.
No. Their parents died.
You're singing happy birthday?
Yes, bus.
It's not that grandma whose birthday it is on Thursday, it's the grandma in York.
Happy birthday to you, bus.
I can't hear it because you're whispering, Thomas. You have to sing it out loud. You're talking very quietly. And if I asked you to talk quietly, you wouldn't, would you? No. And see, it's only 30 can hear you. She's outside. She can't hear it when it's so quiet. She still can't hear it. We still can't hear it. Finish the castle now.
No. Then we're going to restart flying.
We'll finish something else first. You've hardly had anything to eat today, Thomas. You didn't really want your breakfast. You're not very well. Are you not feeling very well?
No.
What's the matter?
Been it.
The bin man, you're just sweeping up some grated cheese, are you? Why don't you have a sandwich?
No, sweeping up.
Well, if you're sweeping up, you've been working hard and you need a sandwich at the end of all that work. No.
Yes!
Don't keep banging the table, please. Thomas. You're not being a good boy now, are you?
Yes.
Why don't you eat that side? Because that's the side with the cheese on it. That's just plain bread. Mmm, that looks nice. Ooh! That's tasty. You're supposed to eat a sandwich with the top and the bottom on it, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, but yeah.
Some more there, look. Cheese.
The box. Chasing the cheese.
Chasing the cheese? Are you moving the sandwich around the table?
Another one.
Another one, that's right. You put that on there, make a lid.
Carriages.
You've made a carriage with your cheese sandwich.
There's two carriages in the menu.
That's right, as long as you eat them, I don't mind.
Two carriages. Oh no, no bat. No. Top. She's only.
No, be careful. Just eat it, Thomas.
No, she do. But setting off now.
Is it setting off now? The train's setting off.
Yes, stop and the driver to meet my favourite.
Where's the driver?
Your middle is enough.
He's in the middle? He's in the middle getting off? I can hear a real train outside. Can you?
Not bashed.
No bashed?
Nope.
Well, no, we can do without trains bashing, can't we? Just nice to hear them going properly. We don't like to hear them crashing. Would you like some more juice, darling?
No.
No? No. What did you say? No, thank you. You're whispering. Thomas, you're whispering and I can't hear you. Stop whispering, cheeky. You're cheeky.
Yeah.
Come on, have another sandwich. I think you're singing happy birthday, but you're whispering it, aren't you? Thomas is being a silly billy.
It's setting off now.
Is it not setting off now, the train?
No, it's big. Bloody long!
Oh, you're eating another one. Good. They're very nice sandwiches, aren't they?
It's been off.
You're sweeping Mummy's house. You're sweeping all the grated cheese onto my side of the table, aren't you? Is that so it looks like I've made a mess and you haven't? You seem curdy outside. She looks like she's asleep.
No,
no, she's not asleep, but her head's really low down, isn't it?
Teletubby land.
What's happening in Teletubby land?
Scrolling. What
Pippin on? I can't watch Pippin on yet.
Alone.
What? You have something else to eat?
No.
I'll think about it.
No, carrots one.
The carrot one? You want to watch the one about carrots?
Yes, please.
Well, I think perhaps if you have a drink, you might eat some more sandwiches. They're a little bit dry without a drink, aren't they?
Juice.
Yes, I'll get you some juice and then we'll have a look at the shopping we've bought this morning. Don't worry, I'll pick it up, yes I get it. Looks a nice drink. Well, he's got hiccups now.
Jolly light on.
Yes, there's an orange light and a green light. That's why I went over there, just to have a quick look. To check.
I can't see it.
No, you can't see it where you're sitting, but I promise you it's there.
You see it better.
Do you see it better?
Yeah.
You can see it better if you lean that way, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, but you don't fall off your chair.
Turn it down and wash it.
No. Have some more sandwiches.
No.
Some more crisps.
No.
What about this little bit of coleslaw? Would you like to finish that?
No.
No. Well, there's apple there. Oh, Thomas. You've still got a cold, haven't you? Are you not really wanting to eat very much? Poor Thomas. What do you think was the matter with Becky this morning?
Cough.
Oh, she had a cough, she had a cold, she had a temperature, didn't she?
There's the juice and straw.
She had some juice with a straw, yes.
Did not drink it in the packet.
Did she not drink it? She left it in the packet?
Yes.
Oh, you see, she wasn't feeling well enough to drink it, was she?
No, I did get harder.
No, don't kick.
Did get harder.
We gave her some medicine, didn't we? Some Calpol?
Yeah.
We did that when we saw her at the weekend as well.
But I didn't finger.
Do you remember seeing, we saw Becky on Saturday and Sunday, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we saw her yesterday. We've seen a lot of Becky.
Two Beckys.
Two Beckys, yes. Jimmy's mummy's called Becky. And Joe's little girl's called Becky. So you know two Beckys. Becky's short for Rebecca, can you say that?
No.
No. Rebecca.
You want the tower of flying in the police car?
You want the fire engine in the police car?
Yes.
Just eat a little bit more first.
No, I want the fire engine in the police car. Please turn on.
Where's the police car gone? Well, I don't think we've seen him for a while, have we? Well, the fireman's here, look at his yellow helmet.
Look.
Let me have a look over here. When were you last playing with him?
Love his mum.
I don't know where you've had them, Thomas. When were you last playing with them? I'll hang your coat up as well while I think about it. Oh, right, they're under the table. Well, that's only the police car, Thomas. So you've got the fireman and the police car. But we don't know where the policeman is or the fire engine.
Policeman.
Oh, here they are, look. In the kitchen, there you are. The policeman's in there. Fire engine.
Climb aboard.
What are you saying? Climb aboard?
No, climb a ladder.
Climb a ladder.
Wee wo wee wall.
We saw a nice book in a bookshop this morning, didn't we, about a fire engine? I think we'll have to start thinking about what you asked for at Christmas. It's a funny noise.
Yeah.
That was the knife rattling on the plate. I can hear another noise outside. What do you think that is?
Lawnmower.
A lawnmower? It could be. The grass is quite wet though. Being cut at the moment. It might be somebody doing some drilling. I think it's a workman outside doing some drilling.
Not really, no.
Or some sewing.
No sewing,
no. No sewing? You don't think he's sewing? I'm going to have a look in this bag now. What have you bought? Oh, that's your empty juice beaker from this morning. That's why I couldn't find it earlier on when I was looking. It's inside the carrier. Look at those small blue trousers, blue cord trousers.
Mm.
Do you think they're going to be large enough? I hope they are. Quite a big boy, really, aren't you?
Yeah, boy, yeah.
And look, some more here. These have got blue in them as well, but they're checked, aren't they?
Checked.
Blue, white, and... What's the other colour? Blue, white, and brown? Why are you whispering? They're nice.
No.
Well, you've got a check shirt on today. Look, little ones and little squares. That's called checked.
Let's wear them now.
Do you want us to wear them now?
No, brown.
No, you're wearing a check shirt now and it's blue, green and white checks. Your new trousers are blue, white and brown checks. And look, you've not had a cardigan for a long time because we've never been able to find any nice ones.
Maybe stop.
Look, two cardigans. Exactly the same pattern, they're just different colours. One's an Aran cardigan, that's called an Aran cardigan. That's a creamy colour, isn't it? And that would go nicer with what you're wearing today. And then this one, that's a blue one, isn't it?
Yep, blue, white.
So you could wear either cardigan with either pair of trousers. Because last year when it was winter you liked wearing cardigans because when we go out somewhere you can put a cardigan on and then when you start running around and getting very hot you can take it off, can't you? And what's that? A shirt?
Not a shirt. No, please got shirt.
Police car shirt. Why did you go tuk-tuk-tuk? Do you not like the shirt?
No, police car.
Well, you helped choose it, Thomas.
No.
So what a lucky boy. Two cardigans, two pairs of trousers, and a shirt. Wow! And we've got some birthday cards.
Hold it.
Well, your hands are a bit sticky, aren't they?
No, not sticky, no.
Not sticky?
No.
Right. That one says Mother on it, doesn't it? That's for me to give to Grandma. What's it got pictures of? A pussycat and...
Bow.
A bow?
No.
A bear?
A bear and a pussycat.
A bear and a pussycat and... Flowers. Why didn't you speak up? We can't hear you. So that's rather nice, isn't it?
Open up, please. Open up. Open up.
Open up the envelope. Right, there's nothing in this, is there? So we're going to have to write these cards later on and put them in the post, aren't we?
New
one, there's another one here. And that says, birthday wishes for you, Grandma. And what's that got a picture of? Oh, Tom, speak up, I can't hear you. No, there isn't a pussycat on that picture. It's a picture of a bear in bed, isn't it? So it said to be careful because your hands are sticky. And what else is on the picture? Where's the teddy bear? Look at the front of the card.
Oh dear.
No, there's nothing on the back. Have a look at the front. Turn it over. That's right. What's the teddy bear doing?
Reading a book.
Reading a book?
Yeah.
Teddy bear's lying in bed reading a book. And what's also on the bed?
Shoes.
Shoes? No, that's a pair of slippers at the side of the bed on the floor. What's this on the bed?
Oh, a teapot.
A teapot? Yes, he's got a tray of tea on his bed. I think it's his birthday or perhaps her birthday. And they're lying in bed, having a nice relaxing morning, reading a book and having a cup of tea in bed. Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
That one.
There's nothing on the back page, is there?
No light.
Yes, and there's a picture of a table lamp or a bedside light at the side of the bed. Don't bend it. Oh, where's the clock? See the alarm clock at the side of the bed?
No clock, the telephone.
No, we have a telephone at the side of our bed, but Teddy hasn't got a telephone. Teddy's just got a clock. And look, two bunches of flowers. What else is on the bed? There's something else you've not told me about.
Two flowers, blue flowers and orange flowers.
Blue flowers are, don't, Thomas, that's naughty of creasing it. Blue flowers and orange flowers. And what's this?
Well,
did you not tell me what that little creature is there?
A baby.
It's a little mouse.
It's a mouse with a box in.
Yes, the little mouse is holding a tiny card which says for you on it. That's nice, isn't it?
Mm.
So we've got to write those later on and put them in the post. And we've still got some leaf pictures and some handprint pictures left from the other day. So I think we can put all these into a big envelope and send Grandma a picture of your handprints and some leaves. Do you think she'd like that?
Not like it.
Not like it?
No.
Why? I think she'd like it, Thomas.
No, a birthday.
She like that for her birthday?
No. Don't like it.
You don't think she'll like it?
No.
You're eating lunch again, aren't you now?
Yeah.
There you are.
Nope.
You've had enough.
No, juice done.
You're drinking juice. Well, tonight, when it's bath time, nice and clean, you'll have to try some of these clothes on and see if they fit, because if they don't, you've got to go all the way back to the shop.
Down.
You want to get down?
Yeah.
All right.
Step.
Just a second, wait for me and I'll get the straps on. Anybody? I think Curdy's wanting some food. There you are, Puss.
Don't worry, Puss. Don't worry, Belle.
Were you calling a bell again? You're calling Curdy Belle?
Yes.
There you are. Let's put some biscuits on the food. She likes those, doesn't she? That's right. Shake the last bit in.
What are you doing now?
She's eating some food now.
What's the toilet?
Pardon?
What's the toilet?
What colour?
Green.
Green?
Yeah.
What's green?
Pussycat food green.
No, pussycat food's not green, it's brown. She's eating some meat.
Eating meat.
And the biscuits I've sprinkled on, they're not green either.
No.
They're different shades of brown. Some sort of orangey brown and some dark brown.
Darks. No sawbottom, no.
Have you not got a sawbottom?
No.
I'm glad about that. Because we're just going to change you now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Because you're a bit smelly, Thomas.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Yes.
A smelly Thomas?
Yes.
I think you've had a bit of an upset tummy this week.
Yes, it's this.
What's this? That's your red bus. Where's that come from? Did you have it in your hand when I lifted you up?
There's no people.
No people on the bus, no. No, I think you've got a bit of an upset tummy because you've not really wanted to eat, have you?
No.
Oh dear, and you're a bit wet as well, darling.
No wet boo.
You're a bit wet.
No wet, no boo.
There we are, let's sit you up and take your waistcoat off. How's that? Is that nice?
No. Not nice, Daddy.
Not nice, sit down. Sit up, Mummy. Mummy's getting comfy. Sit up. Sit straight. That's it, we'll take your shirt off. And your vest wet, so we're going to have to take that off, aren't we?
Mummy, the red gloves come off.
Looks come off?
Yes.
Oh, you're looking at the floor. We bought some vacuum storage bags today. We've had some before, haven't we?
Yes.
We put lots of things like pillows and blankets in. And then we put the vacuum cleaner hose on the bag and we go... switch on the vacuum cleaner and suck it up and all the air comes out. And it makes the pillows look really small, doesn't it? And so you're looking at the vacuum cleaner bags on the floor. And they're not really plugs, but when we suck the air out, we have to put one of the taps on very tightly, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, darling Thomas, these nappies are like you used to have when you were teething.
Oh, Mummy.
Do you think you're eating too much fruit?
No.
Oh, look. This is terrible. We had this yesterday as well, didn't we?
Look.
We've had awful nappies. And your body's getting very sore.
No.
You're saying no? Does it not feel sore?
No.
You were crying last night telling me it was sore.
Not sore again, no.
Not sore again, no. I think it's all part of this funny cold you've had. Don't you?
And you need a little stew and a strap. Don't you know?
You're playing with your yellow car?
Yes. No people on it, no driver.
No people on it and no driver?
No. Not fit.
They won't fit, it's only a very small yellow toy car, that, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, sweetheart, how's that?
No, what are you doing?
I'm just going to put some water in this bowl, sweetheart. And then I think we'll stand you in the bowl. I've just cleaned you up using some wipes.
Ah!
Not soap in a sponge. Oh, what are you doing? Running the yellow car down your legs?
Yes, I'll roll over the floor.
Roll over on the floor? It probably will, yeah.
Oh dear!
Oh dear, dear.
Yes! Baby, baby, my dog will break your feet. Like a paw. Oh dear!
You're having lots of fun with that, aren't you?
Yes. Watch out, Purdy.
Watch out, Purdy. Thomas is showing you what he's doing with his yellow car.
Well, it's for a new event. Yes. Watch out. Stop, Purdy, there. Watch out. A funny Purdy. Oh, dear. Miss, watch out, Purdy.
Watch out, Purdy. Right, can I interrupt your game a moment, please?
Yes.
Ooh, just to slam you in this water.
In the water.
Yes. That's exciting, isn't it?
Watch out, Purdy. Washing.
Washing, yes, you can't splash in here like you do in the bath.
No.
And there's no room to sit down, is there?
Can I sit down?
There we are, we've got some liquid soap there, haven't
we? Yeah, big white wine and chocolate in the room.
That's right, you can see on the shelf in the kitchen, we've got a little van, a Cadbury's chocolate van. It's like a very old-fashioned delivery van, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not really a toy, that, Thomas. That's why it's up there. It's on the kitchen shelf, isn't it?
There's a lot of driving.
There's no driver in that, aren't there?
No driver.
There we are.
There's a driver. Driver there. My legs. How?
Are you smelling the plants on the windowsill?
Yes.
It smells nice.
Not like Thomas.
Well, no, the plant won't like Thomas.
No, little cones there.
Little cones? Yes, you can see some little cones on the window ledge. Yes, it's very exciting. You don't often stand in the bowl, do you, here? Normally we go up to the bathroom.
Hello,
what
are you doing there?
I didn't think you would. Dirty enough to sit in the bath.
It is, the cornflakes.
Can you see the cornflakes as well?
No, cornflakes.
They're really nice crispy. But because you're quite dirty, I didn't want to scrub a lot with cream, so it's easier just to stand you in. Nice bowl of warm water.
It is.
Oh, you see, you're seeing all sorts of things now from this position that you don't normally see.
Aren't
you? No, I don't. Yes, you can see all cones. We use those cones with leaves to make pictures, don't we? Now, would you like to just rinse your hands in the bowl, Thomas? No, don't put it in there, no. Put the cones in, that's right.
Oops.
Oops, the daisy. That's right. Would you like a little bit of soap on your hands?
Yeah.
There you are. Let's rub some nice soap in. That's right. This hand. Right, we've washed your body already, so just rinse your hands in the water, please.
It's a cone there.
Yes, you've dropped a little cone in the bowl, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay, now one, two.
You're putting it back there. Right, so we just sponge you down again. That's nice, isn't it? Mm. Do you feel nice and warm now?
Yes.
Nice and warm.
Yeah.
Lovely. Oh, what was that noise? What's it was? Steady.
Buddy, I want Lincoln Bryan.
You think it was a noise coming from the patio? From Lincoln Bryan?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. Can you see where Birdie is?
Yeah.
She's sitting in the window, isn't she? Looking out, so I think it must have been something Purdy bumped into when she was jumping up into the windowsill. There we are. Don't worry, Puss.
Video and let the fire in me where you are. Sort it out for you.
Sort it out for you?
There's a tractor come, pull it out.
A tractor comes, pull it out.
It's black.
Well, I don't really know what you're referring to now, Thomas, because I can't see attractive.
Setting off.
It's setting off, is it?
No. It's the bin bag lorry.
The bin bag lorry? Oh, that was on Monday, wasn't it, yesterday? The bin bag lorry. But actually, when we were driving home from Stockport today, going round the roundabout, we saw the bin bag lorry, didn't we? Mm. They must have been collecting rubbish from somebody else's house today.
Yes. Ow!
Ow! What came here this morning?
Dimitra.
Dimitra? No.
Bin bag lorry, dumb.
A bin bag lorry, but it wasn't the rubbish people, it was the recycling people in the white van, wasn't it?
Yes.
Do you remember seeing that?
Yes.
Yes.
Head.
What's that? Oh, it's your bus. Are you riding your bus over Mummy's head?
Yes. Too high, yeah.
Too high. He's silly Billy.
Glasses.
Silly Billy.
Glasses, head and teeth.
Oh, I see. You're putting it on my glasses and my teeth. Head and my teeth.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's silly. You don't see buses driving over people's teeth and glasses.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Well, we lick their teeth.
Oh, you don't drive over people's teeth. Silly Billy.
Yes.
No. If the bus drives over somebody's teeth, something's badly wrong, isn't it?
Yes.
Been an accident. Is she going to lie down now?
No.
I think we'd better put a nappy back on you.
Two wheels on it? Yes.
On the bus? There are more than two wheels, Thomas. How many wheels are there?
One, two, three.
Yes.
With the people on it. Stop. Yes.
The bus has stopped.
Yes. Where the driver comes train.
But no driver?
No. Setting off.
No. Setting off now.
Lots. Setting off there.
He's setting off. Where's the driver driving to?
He's going backwards.
He's going backwards?
Yes, over there.
Going backwards over there? But where is he going to eventually, Thomas? Where is he taking all the
passengers? Going backwards!
Yes, but where's he driving to?
Going backwards.
Going backwards.
And they're in the air. Going backwards.
You're getting very excited, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
Watch out, Mummy.
Watch out. Why is there a bus coming? What number bus is it, Thomas?
No, 42, no.
Is it not a 42?
No.
Is it like the bus we saw this morning?
Yes.
So what number was that bus? 42 Easy Access, yes, that's usually the number of the bus we get, isn't it? Number 42, an Easy Access bus. But this morning when we were driving off in the car, we saw a bus, the bus that we usually take when we're going to Didsbury, when we're not walking. And that was the 171 or the 172. And that's a red bus, isn't it?
Yes.
Not a big bus with steps, just a small bus.
It's a really bad red.
Do you remember in the summer we used to go to that playgroup where we were given toast and blackcurrant juice in the morning? That was at Field and Park, wasn't it? And we used to get the bus down to Barlamore Road. And that was one of the buses we used to get, the 171 or the 172.
Watch out.
And when we go swimming, it's the 171 bus we get.
No, push it. Watch out. Going backwards.
Going backwards. And sometimes when we're going to the beehive in Didsbury, if we've had a busy day, if we've been at playgroup and Demetra's been, we've caught the bus back into Didsbury. Because it's too late by the time we walk down, isn't it? So you'll have to remember that, Thomas, the 171 and the 172.
Those baby steps. Steps on it.
Has that bus got steps on it?
There's baby ones.
Baby ones. That's Bertie the bus, isn't it? One of the Thomas the Tank Engine.
The Bertie.
No, it is.
Hello, Bertie.
It's called Bertie. Hello, Bertie.
Whoops.
Mummy's putting lots of cream on because you're very sore.
Yes.
I think we'll have to put a nappy on you, don't you?
Yep.
Because...
Sorry.
Sorry? No, there's no need to be sorry, but I think your tummy's a little bit upset.
I'm sorry.
No, there's no need.
Sorry, Bertie.
Sorry, Bertie. Why are you saying sorry to Bertie?
Sorry.
What's happened to Bertie that you need to apologise?
Wash Bertie. Yeah.
You need to wash Bertie. Is he dirty? Is he dirty, Bertie?
Yeah. You wash it.
A dirty Bertie. That must be where the expression comes from, Thomas. He's a dirty Bertie. Now, what I'd like to do is put this nappy on.
Wash the wheels.
The wheels need washing, do they?
Yeah. Clean them up and off.
He's been through the mud and he's driving off dirty.
Yeah.
All right. You're not dirty, are you?
No.
You've been cleaned with a wipe. And then you had a proper wash with soap and water. And you've got nice cream on, nice talcum powder, so you smell lovely and fresh and you feel nice and dry. You've got a clean vest.
Tell me a minute. Train needs a wash too.
The train needs a wash too.
This wheel's wet.
Wheels are wet on that as well, are they?
Yeah.
Oh dear. There, how do you feel? Feel nice and clean, Thomas?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Let me just wash your hands now.
Turn round, hello, Purdy.
Have you seen Purdy again?
No. Oh, yes.
Yes.
What's up, Mummy?
No, sit down, Thomas, you'll fall.
Look, Purdy likes shining green.
What are you telling Purdy? You're nice and clean.
Mm.
Oh, orange and green. You can see the two lights, can you?
Yeah.
I forgot we were doing
this. Silly.
Right, you sit down still and I'll just go and have a look. I'll go and have a look at the tape.